And testing 1, 2. There we go. Look, all right. So we are live with our audio. We are live with our video. And where's my comment portal? Oh, okay, that's over here. And yes. All right. Let me do that. Greetings, everyone, live from India today. And there we go. And that will be going out. So if you would like to join me, you can at Chosen Generation Radio Show on Facebook. You can also, okay, so that did not work, but that's okay because I am streaming over here, and that did work. So this is good. Oops, what happened? There we go. All right, so we are streaming at our website, JonesGenerationRadio.com. We are streaming at, and let me see, that needs to over here, right there. Okay, so I am not quite in the same spot. There we go. And there we go. Looky there. Yes, Pastor, just now reached. Okay, so we're going to give him a few minutes to get situated. And look at that. Now I'm centered. And not sure why we're there. That fixes that. All right. So I have been on a bit of a sabbatical for the last few months. I was planning to take December off. And then contracted a really severe case of influenza A and got very, very, very sick. And so that kind of eliminated the possibility of rest. It wasn't really restful. It was recover. It was being sick, which was miserable. And actually our entire household got hit with it. And I understand that our entire community all around where I live, I mean, just it was kind of everywhere, and not just here. As we interacted with some online and people online, we discovered that December there was a national issue of people that we knew that all had some kind of a influenza. So anyway, that happened. Felt the Lord's leading to take a little more time off in January and a little more time off this month. And we will be launching again and taking a swing at it starting tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. And some different stuff as well. I'll have Don Jans will be with me. Chaps will be with me. I'm working on a third guest. But I'm also very much desiring that we would have an opportunity to communicate with our audience. And so that is, in fact, part of our goal is to be able to have an interaction. Now, that's interesting. So let me undo that. And, yeah, that was not centered right. Anyway, opportunity to interact with our, okay, and then that. Okay, now we're good. To interact with you, our viewers and those that are participating in our program. And of course it's gonna take me a minute to figure out how exactly this whole thing is gonna work, but it is my desire to be able to have conversation with all of you All right, so that's not working out. Let me try this. Still doesn't change it. So it was there a minute ago, and now, let me see, push to talk, available only when guests are online. No, I don't want that. Comments. There we go. Okay, now I can see them. All right, so that's the hope. The goal is to be able to have some interaction with you and give you an opportunity to send me prayer requests during our time together tomorrow in the final half hour. But you can do it throughout. If you've got a prayer request and you'd like me to be praying for you, then you send me that information. If you've got a question for a guest as we're talking, you can shoot me that as well. And would love to hear from you. Okay, I am going to be moving a couple of things around now as I prepare for bringing on Pastor Samuel. So let me fire this up real quick, and then when I get back, we should have India up and running. Here we go.
The wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Gideon and Southern Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored well, we are so thankful for all.
I don't have any video. No video.
God, you cannot see?
No, nothing.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sare Pastor Ji, Jam Sri keh do. Bye bye keh do. Bye bye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey Pastor Ji. ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਆਸ ਪਾਸ ਟਿਕਾਣਾ ਵਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਾਈ ਸੁਣਾਂਗੇ ਬੱਚਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਹੀਏ ਜ਼ੋਰਦਾਰ ਤਾਲੀ ਵਜਾ ਕੇ
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let me share my screen. Greetings, and it's so excited to be with you this evening. Thank you so much for being here. Let me begin by offering a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight giving you all praise, glory, and honor. We invite your Holy Spirit to fill this place. I ask for everyone here tonight and those that are watching and listening for open eyes and open ears. And I ask for a Holy Spirit filter on the eyes and the ears to hear the truth. I ask the angels of the Most High God right now to please come and stand guard around this place. And to remove any and all evil spirits that would be attempting to interfere in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh. And now, Father God, speak through me and let me be an oracle for you.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਮੈਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰੋ ਔਰ ਖੁਦਾਵਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ੁਬਾਨ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕਲਾਮ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਣ ਬਣ ਜਾਏ
That all that you have purposed and the expression of love that you desire for everyone here to receive will be received. And that lives will be transformed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆਂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ ਸਾਰੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਲਾਲ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਆਮੀਨ ਆਮੀਨ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ And so I want to begin by showing you this picture, which was me in 2017 in the intensive care unit. I was in this car with my daughter as a passenger. And driving on the road that you see next to this truck, we impacted this truck at 88 kilometers. The driver of this truck pulled across the road in front of us. He was disoriented and didn't know where he was. If you see the red circle here in the picture, you can see that we impacted the truck so hard we knocked the cab off the frame. My daughter Jackie, who at the time was driving with her learner's permit, thought quickly and turned the wheel slightly to the right. But because she did that, all of the damage occurred on her side of the vehicle. It also caused a delay in the release of the airbag. And the tools from the back of the truck came flying through the windshield. It seemed as though everything suddenly slowed down inside of the vehicle. And I remember looking to my left and seeing my daughter Jackie. And she had tried to pin herself against the seat.
ਔਰ ਉਹ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਵੱਜਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਤੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੀ ਵੱਜਣ ਦੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬਾਰੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਪਾਸਾ ਦਾਵਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੋਢਾ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਦੀ
But I could see in her eyes that she was looking towards the windshield at something coming at her. And I knew I had to get to her to try to protect her. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying, Jackie and seatbelt, and I happened to be in a position to release the seatbelt. So I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. And with the force of the impact, it helped to throw me that direction, and I was using my hands to try to knock down the tools. In the early days after the accident, I can remember having dreams or a memory of knocking these tools down with my hands until I couldn't hit them anymore because of the pain. And between the tools and hitting my head on the steering wheel, I degloved my face and broke my left orbital. This was the inside of the car. You can see the blood on the steering wheel and the blood on the dash and the blood on the seat. And this is the hole in the windshield where the tools came through, and I'm told even a tool chest. And so this was my face when I arrived in the emergency room. They put me onto a helicopter and flew me down to the hospital. Which was about 65 miles away. And they called my family based on having access to my cell phone. I later found out that they thought that I had about a 2% chance to survive. But my wife got a word from the Lord and began to pray Psalm chapter 3. Many are saying God will not deliver him.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਉਸਦਾ ਬਚਾਓ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ
But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Hallelujah. And so the picture on the right is a picture of me as I was lying in intensive care. And so I spent nearly 6 weeks on life support. With this tube in my nose to eat and another tube down my throat to breathe for me. I'm going to show you something that I've never shown before to anyone. This is a picture of me in the hospital. And my family is leading me in a spiritual warfare prayer. Watch this.
For all. Time, space, and dimension.
As you can see, I could barely speak. I could barely even breathe. But my family was helping me to pray. This is the God who I want to introduce you to today, if you don't know him. In addition to the damage that was done to my face and my head, I also broke the base of my skull and my neck at C3, front and back.
C front ਤੇ ਬੈਕ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੀ ਤੌਂ ਤੇ ਮਣ ਕੇ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ
I broke my back at T1 to T5 in three places. And there's the scar on my back from where they did the surgery. In addition to that, remember I told you that I knocked down tools. I broke both hands and both wrists. I also broke my left hip, pelvis, and femur. And I broke the tibia and the fibula on my left leg as well. But they told me that that was my good leg. And that's because I crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia. That break was so severe they had to use this plate and screws and a bone glue in order to give my knee something to rest upon. I also severed all of the nerves and the main artery below my right knee. And so they had to put these halos on in order to keep the leg stable, but the swelling in my lower right leg became extreme. During the course of the 17 surgeries over 5 days, I died 3 times. So including the fact that I was dead at the scene and my body convulsed and I came back to life, I died a total of 4 times. But the God that I serve has resurrection power. And so because of the swelling in my right leg, they had to do what's called a fasciotomy. It's a procedure where they make a cut in order to relieve all of the fluid buildup, and they put this sponge and tube in to suck the fluid out. So here's a video from one of the days when they came in to do the change of the bandage.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਵੀਡੀਓ ਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਆਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਚੀਰਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਰਿਸ਼ਾ ਕੱਢਿਆ.
Keep checking on you every day, but for now.
And so that's what it looked like after they pulled the bandage out and when they did the change of bandage. And actually, there were days when that was all that they could accomplish. And so this was my progress as the Lord was healing me. In the first picture, I was lying in intensive care and they were breathing for me and feeding me. The second picture is the very first time that I ever sat up after the accident. In the third picture, you can see that most of the tubes have now been removed and I was in the acute care unit. And in the final picture, I'm sitting with my daughter Jackie, who was in the accident with me, who, praise God, did not receive any severe injuries. And this is a picture of me when I arrived at our home after the accident. It was 3 months. My daughter Colin is pushing me up the ramp that was made for me by some church people in our town. At this point, I was not able to put any weight on my right leg. Later, I was allowed to go back and I started working on exercising both of my legs. And then in November, December of 2017, I was able to be permanently at home. My arm had gotten caught on the seatbelt, and that was the cause of the bruising. And this is a picture of me with my lovely bride who prayed for me so diligently. And then these two men, one of them is Congressman Chip Roy and the other is Congressman Jim Jordan. And 2 years ago, this coming March, I was able to be a part of my daughter Jackie's wedding. As I walked her down the aisle, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I officiated her wedding in part standing and in part in my wheelchair. And there's a picture of my family. Hallelujah. And here I am today. How many of you would like to hear some more about the God that saved my life? I want to begin by letting you know that we are not having this meeting by accident. God loves you and he knows everything about your life. The word says, in fact, that he knows the numbers of hairs on your head and that a sparrow cannot fall from the sky, but that he does not know it. I know many ask, then, if God knows all of these things, why do bad things happen to me? But there is an evil, an enemy of our souls that lurks around. And while God's plans are for good, the enemy roams around attempting to steal from us. And he would have us to focus upon his evil works in order for us to renounce God.
Hallelujah. ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ ਬੁਰਾਈ ਦੇ ਵੱਲ ਖਿੱਚੇ ਜਾਈਏ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਰੱਬ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਈਏ ਤੇ ਛੱਡ ਦਈਏ.
Or as he did in the Word of God, where he challenged Eve to believe, did God really say?
Or ਇਸੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਟਕਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਐਸੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਵਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਉਹਨੇ ਹਵਾਲਾ ਬੋਲੇ ਕਿ ਕੀ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਤੂੰ ਫਲ ਖਾਏਗੀ ਤੇ ਮਰ ਜਾਏਗੀ.
It is in the challenge to God's authority that rebellion and sin and death entered the world. Lucifer had already challenged God's authority and been cast out of heaven. And I believe that it had much to do with his jealousy about the relationship God intended to have with you and I.
ਔਰ ਦੇਖੀਏ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬੜਾ ਸਾੜਾ ਵਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਵੇਖਦਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਵਾ ਬੜਾ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਆ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਸੜਦਾ ਵਾ ਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਤੋੜਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
In Psalm 139 it says that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made.
ਔਰ ਯਬੂਰ 139 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਅਦਭੁਤ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੇ ਭੈਦਾਇਕ ਰੂਪ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਚਿਆ ਹੈ.
And that our soul knows very well. That's our mind, our will, our emotions. Who know who the Father is and know that we have been created to have relationship with Him. But sin and rebellion have separated us from the Father. And in many respects, the deception of the enemy. But in spite of our actions and our behaviors, God continues to show His love towards us. Jesus talks about the parable of the wheat and the tares. A farmer went in and planted his crops. And in the night, the enemy of the farmer went in and put in weeds. And when the crops began to grow, the weeds began to grow with the crops. And those that worked with the farmer went to the farmer and said, "We have a problem. Someone has put weeds inside of your plant." They've seeded the field with weeds. Shall we go and pull up all of the weeds? But the farmer said to them, "No, do not disturb the weeds, because Perhaps as you pull up the weeds, you will also destroy some of the good crop. Instead, we will feed and we will water the good crop and let it grow. And at the time of harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares. And we will cast the tares into the fire. Recognize the goodness of God. Some of us have behaved like the tares. But in spite of our behavior, God has given us food and water and light and everything necessary to live. Because of his tremendous grace, mercy, and love. And because he has revealed that goodness in the world. And because he has written about himself inside of our soul. His grace, which is the power to draw us to him, is drawing you to him tonight. The word of God says to cast your cares upon him. All of you who are heavy laden. Trying to carry the weight of the world upon your shoulders. Perhaps feeling discouraged. Or frustrated. Or perhaps even in spite of some successes, feeling deep down inside as though there's a hole. An emptiness that no matter what you do, you cannot quench. I want you to know that our Heavenly Father knows about that emptiness. The enemy will use every kind of counterfeit to try to fill it. But the only thing that can truly satisfy it is what the Creator has created to put in you.
Sade Kali Panu Pasagai.
that you might receive his son, Jesus Christ, and unlock that fullness that he's created you to walk in. And to be empowered by his Holy Spirit. Jesus pronounced that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But with this caveat that we must repent. That we would turn from those things that are destructive to us and turn to him. And so tonight I want to invite you to experience that relationship with him and fill that emptiness. To exchange that sin nature for the divine nature that God has to place inside of us. How many of you tonight would like to accept Jesus Christ and have that emptiness filled once and for all? Hallelujah. Then I want to ask you to keep your hands extended as I lead you in a prayer. Please repeat after Pastor Samuel. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can be here tonight. Thank you that in spite of my behavior, you love me. I desire tonight to repent and confess my sin to you. I give to you all of the struggles. All that I have participated in that was not good and right. Those things that are known and those things that are done unknown and in secret. Prabhu the things that you have seen that cause an offense between you and I.
ਜਿਸ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਖਿਲਾਫਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ
ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਫੋਰਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਸੈਟ ਮੀ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਫਰਮ ਦੈਮ
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਜੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਾਫ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਇਸ ਬੁਰੇ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ
I believe that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me and makes me clean. And I desire that all of this old nature in me would be crucified with Christ.
Mera prana swabhav ਮਸੀਹ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਰੀਰ ਚੜਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ
that I might be resurrected on the other side of the cross a new creation in you
ਆ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਆਤਮਿਕ ਤੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹਾਂ
having become
ਨਵੀਂ ਸਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਹਾਂ
Having become who you desired for me to be from the beginning. Now please take your hands and place them upon your head. And make this declaration with me.
ਮੇਰੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਇਹ ਐਲਾਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ
I am crucified with Christ
ਇਹ ਮਸੀਹ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉੱਚੀ ਵਾਰ ਮਸੀਹ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਸਰੀਰ ਚੜਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਹਾਂ
Nevertheless I live
ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ
Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me. I declare that all things have become new. Old things have passed away. And you have taken my sin and cast it as far as the east is from the west.
Mere papa nu tusi inni dur chhod ditta hai jinna purab pachhim to dur hai
I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I gird my loins with truth.
ਮੇਰੀ ਕਮਰ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੱਸ ਦਿਓ
I place on my feet the preparation of the gospel
ਮੈਂ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਖਬਰੀ ਦੇ ਜੁੱਤੇ ਪਹਿਨਦਾ ਹਾਂ
I pick up my shield of faith
ਮੈਂ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦੀ ਢਾਲ ਨੂੰ ਉਠਾਉਂਦਾ ਹਾਂ
And I pick up my sword of the Spirit.
ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਠਾਉਂਦਾ ਹਾਂ
I ask the angels right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh. To use the fire of God. To burn up and to destroy. Any and all known and unknown. Seen and unseen. Evil spirits around me. And every curse, spell, and tie.
Sara jadu duna, kita kraya, lanta, pasamoyan.
Mark, vow, seal, and contract.
Sara tagadvid, sariya dushriya shaktiya, pasamoyan.
That I have been a part of either knowingly or unknowingly. And every assignment and conduit. That have been attached to me, my house, and my family. Let them all be burned up now in this holy fire. And I ask the angels of the Most High God to remove the remains and cast them into the abyss. Thank you, Father God, that Jesus Christ resides in me. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, and I invite your Holy Spirit to fill every part of me. And now, Pastor, I want to pray a prayer over them to seal what God has done.
Yes, Pastor. ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪਾਸਰੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਕਿ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਆ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਾਂਗਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦੀ ਸੀਲ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏ ਮੋਹਰ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਬਰਕਤ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਗੰਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਖੋ ਨਾ ਸਕੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬੰਦ ਰੱਖੀਏ ਛੋਟੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਪਾਸਰੀ
ਇਨ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਜੀਸਸ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਸਟ ਆਫ ਨਾਜ਼ਰੇਥ ਹੂ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਲੈਸ਼
ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਜੋ ਦੇਹਧਾਰੀ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ
I command any remaining evil upon anyone here or anyone listening, you must go now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਗੰਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਚ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਨਿਕਲ ਜਾਏ।
Angels, I ask you to take and escort any remaining to the throne of God to be judged according to his will. And that especially includes any spirits of infirmity. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, I declare healing right now. First and foremost, I thank you, Father God, that the spirit man has been healed and made whole. And that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Father God, and ask now, Lord God, for this refreshing and change of their mind to stay. I speak right now against all torment in their mind. Right now, I remove it and speak peace in the name of Jesus Christ. I also, Lord God, speak healing to issues in the nervous system, unresolved issues of pain and injury and discomfort. I speak healing to the nerves right now that they would be restored.
ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ੁਰ ਮੈਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਤੇ ਵੀ ਦਰਦ ਵਾ, ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਧੌਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਗੋਡਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਦੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਦਰਦ ਵਾ, ਇਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਦਰਦ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੰਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਇਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਨਿਕਲ ਜਾਏ।
I also speak healing to the lungs right now and the respiratory system and the ability to take a deep breath. Healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now I speak to the digestive system in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh.
ਮੈਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਪੀ ਕੇ
I command all abdominal pain to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing right now to the digestive system. And that out of that will flow good health in the name of Jesus Christ. That all of the symptoms associated with poor digestion are broken now. By the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, be gone! And I speak healing to the spinal column and to the back right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak restoration to the bone structure. Restoration to the discs. Restoration right now to every portion of the spine and the spinal column be strengthened and healed now. No more pain in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, I speak to eyes. To those that are having issues with their eyes. We apply the healing balm of Gilead to wash the eyes. Macular degeneration is healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Glaucoma is healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Cataracts are burned up and destroyed with holy fire right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to the optical nerve right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Restoration and regeneration of each eye right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I seal all of this right now by the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise you, Lord. Fill him up right now, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
And now we will pray for Pastor Chikana, and we'll pray for his family, and we'll pray for all the ministry that we have been doing here in India. और जितनी भी सेवा का इंडिया देवे चल रही है, सारी सेवा देवाते प्रार्थना करांगे, रेडियो मिनिस्ट्री देवाते प्रार्थना करांगे, उनके कार्य परिवार देवाते प्रार्थना करांगे, ये परमेश्वर आपके नाम को अपनी महिमा लिए हो इस्तेमाल करें, आइए सब आपने हाथ उठा के सोचे प्रार्थना करांगे, रवि ईश्वर धन्यवाद कर दे आप खुदावन ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਵਿਦਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਦਾਸ ਸੱਚ ਸਾਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਵਿਦਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਰਵੀ ਯਸ਼ੂ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਤੋਂ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇ ਵਿਦਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਨੂੰ ਸਿੱਧ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਆ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਲੋਕ ਖੁਦਾਵਾਂ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਲੀ ਇਨਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਲੀ ਖੁਦਾਵਾਂ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਵਿਦਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਆ ਰਵੀ ਯਸ਼ੂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਪੀੜ੍ਹੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਯਸ਼ੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੋਣਾ ਔਰ ਖੁਦਾਵਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਨਾਮ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਵਸੀਲੇ ਜ਼ਲਾਲ ਪਾਵੇ ਸੇਵਾ ਮੋਟਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਿਲਾਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਬਾਈਬਲ ਸਕੂਲ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਆਫਤ ਸੇਵਾ ਆਪਣੀ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਪਾਸਤਾ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਵੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਾਦੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਲਾਲ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਦੇ ਹੋਈ ਦਾਤਾ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਸੀ ਦੇ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਆਮੀਨ ਆਈ ਜੋ ਤਾਂ ਚਾਹੀ ਜਨੋ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ Thank you for sharing your testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Thank you for having me. It has been my joy.
ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਬਾਏ ਬਾਏ ਕਰ ਦਈਏ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋ ਇਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵਿਖਾ ਲਾ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੁਛ ਲੋਕ ਵਿਖਣ ਦੇ ਕੁਛ ਵਿਖਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ ਬਾਏ 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 ਓਕੇ ਸਰ ਓਕੇ ਸਰ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸਰ How about you? I'll call you.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, let's see. We'll bring this over here. And we'll do that. And we'll do that. And look at there. There we go. And, yeah, we can actually just do like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Hey, I am, I stopped that. Okay, well, then it doesn't. Well, it does, but it doesn't. Anyway, I will be back tomorrow, 2 p.m., Don Jans and Chaps, and a surprise guest number 3, and then, yeah, we'll do something a little different in that last half hour. Really seriously, tell your friends. I am hopeful that we're going to have some people that are going to jump onto the comment section and send me some prayer requests. And if you were touched and moved by today's presentation, share your testimony. And if you'd like to support what we're doing in India, you can do that. You can do it at the Cash App. It's $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR on Cash App. Also on Venmo at PastorGregCGR, PastorGregCGR. Or just go to the website and click on the donate button. You don't have to sign up for anything. You can just do a one-time. If you'd like to set up where you're regularly contributing, we will be greatly appreciative of that. We do need support. And your support would be greatly appreciated. I know. We have a church that has just begun partnering with us, Lighthouse Ministries in Maryland, and I'm so grateful for Pastor Camby and Russell, who's a big part of that congregation of that church. And I just want you to know, you know, one of the things that I've ministered there over Skype twice now. And one of the things we talked about, and I hear this a lot, is, you know, I want to give, I want to help, but I don't know, man, can I, you know, you give and then do you trust what happens? This is why we do the service live so you can watch. We do the wells live so you can watch. You can see we've gone from 60 churches 4 years ago, almost five now in 2019, to over 1,100. And our goal this year is we want to plant 400 more churches this year, 400 more. I would love to double the amount of wells. We have 46 wells in the ground right now, reaching over 130,000 people a day. We could, this year, put another 40 wells in with your help. $400, $400 puts a well in. That's $200 for the equipment and $200 for the actual drilling, and that cost could go up maybe a little bit just because of costs going up. But even still, $400, not $4,000, not $2,500, not $6,000, not whatever you may hear. No, we put wells in for $400. We supply a widow with a sewing machine upon graduation for $65. $65 sponsors a widow for 4 months of training, 4 months, and a brand new sewing machine when she graduates. And we show you the ceremony. We show it to you so you can see it, so you can see what you are giving towards. You can see the fruits of it coming out. please consider supporting what we do. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and lift up his countenance upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.